Welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Fenner, and today I have on the show a special guest. He is the co-founder of FreeUp.com, a platform, a marketplace to find some of the best freelancers and virtual assistants and agencies to help you grow your e-commerce business. His name is Nathan Hirsch. Welcome to the podcast, Nathan.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. You guys have built a really awesome platform for e-commerce store owners to actually go out and build their business and hire a team to do that. Can you talk a little bit about how you got started with the business in the first place and how you grew it?
Yeah, so I started off as an e-commerce seller way back in the day. I got in at a really good time back in 2008 before anyone really knew what Amazon was. And I grew up this business out of my college dorm room and I looked to hire people. And I went to college kids. I tried people that were older than me and it just became tough. College kids weren't that reliable. No one who was 30 wanted to work for me as a 20-year-old. So I turned to the remote hiring world, the Upworks, the Fivers, and I got pretty good at it, but it just took forever for me to post a job, get 100 applicants, interview them one by one. And I kept looking for something faster so that I could focus more time on expanding and growing my business rather than just doing interview after interview after interview. So after looking for a while and not finding a faster way, I said, I'll build it myself. And that's really when the idea of FreeUp came about, where we get thousands of applicants every week, virtual assistants, freelancers, agencies from all over the world, vet them, take the top 1%, let them in, make them available to clients quickly with 24/7 support and a no turnover guarantee, where if they quit for any reason, we cover replacement costs. So we really tried to take everything that we liked about the other marketplaces and change them and change the things that we didn't like to make it a much better experience. In terms of growing it, I mean, we started off with two things. We created a referral program where you get 50 cents for every hour that we build to someone forever that you bring to the platform. And that goes on the freelancer side too. And we focused on getting on podcasts, getting in front of thousands of people at once. I was pretty big in the e-commerce community. I'd sold over $20 million on Amazon. So I had a little bit of expertise there. And we really used the referral program and podcast to scale it up for the first year and a half before we really invested in marketing.
That's amazing. $20 million in sales on Amazon. That's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. I mean, I did get in at an incredible time. I mean, back then it was me and two other people on every listing. It was a different animal. There wasn't the gurus. There were no course experience. I've kind of seen it from ground up. And now you have PPC campaigns and all this other stuff going on.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, the landscape has definitely changed for internet marketing in the last even 2 or 3 years, much less the last 5 or 10 years. It's a whole different game now. But it sounds like you guys work with a lot of different types of companies, right? What are the different types of business models you guys help businesses outsource for?
So from a marketing side, you can't target everyone, right? So we target e-commerce, which the Amazon, Shopify, eBay sellers fall in there. And then we target the marketing community, whether you're an influencer or an agency. And marketing kind of branches out into all other types of business. So we have real estate agents, we have nonprofits, we have software companies, but from side, I mean, we have over 100 skill sets on the platform. Those skills apply to any real business model, unless you need a warehouse staff or a cashier in your brick and mortar store. Anything else can get done remote, and it really caters to all sorts of different businesses.
Sure. Yeah, and I see here on your website, it's really interesting. You guys have sort of like a 3-tier system for the virtual assistants and the freelancers and agencies you help businesses to grow their business with. You have like a basic level, a mid-level, and an expert level. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you guys kind of like figure out the right type of person that a business should be working with to build their business?
Yeah, so keep in mind, these are real people and they don't always fit into perfect categories. And we're a marketplace, the freelancers set their own rates. This is more of a guide to help people hire the right people. So if you think of basic, mid, and expert, a basic level freelancer is $5 to $10 an hour, non-US. They probably have years of experience because we're not a marketplace for newbies, but they're followers. They're to follow your systems, your processes. So if you're someone that's stuck in the day-to-day operations and you need someone to free up your time and get you hours back, that's perfect for you. Mid-level people are more specialized. Maybe they're graphic designers, bookkeepers, writers. They do the same thing 8 to 10 hours a day. You're not teaching someone how to be a graphic designer. but they're not consulting with you either. They're doers. They're for clients that have these different projects building up and they can take those off your plate. And then you got the experts, the 20 and up, the high level freelancers, consultants, agencies. They come with their own strategy, their own system, their own process. They can audit your business. They can execute high-level game plans. They can project manage. So if you're taking on something new, let's say you want to run Facebook ads and you don't know anything about Facebook ads, you're going to really struggle hiring a basic-level freelancer. You need to hire that expert to come in and see what you're doing and create a plan and execute it. So those three things are less of, oh, here are services you can buy from FreeUp. Again, we're a marketplace, but more along the lines of, do you need a follower? Do you need a doer? Or do you need an expert to put you in the right mentality to find what you're looking for?
Makes a lot of sense. And for the people that are listening here, I want to make sure that you really understand this. So if you're an e-commerce store owner and you are looking to free up your time, there are people out there that are willing to work for a lot less money than you would probably have to pay somebody like in the USA, somebody who's working in a actual office space or something like 10 or 15 bucks an hour. You could pay somebody in the Philippines through FreeUp, $5 to $10 per hour to actually do those same tasks that you're having to do every single day. So that's awesome. And for people at e-commerce store owner, business owners that need logos designed, banners designed, anything like that, like really development work done, mid-level would be perfect for you. And expert level is actually an interesting place. And I could consider myself, I wasn't even thinking about maybe signing up for a freelancer account with you guys now, just now, and offering my expert level services with you guys. It might be a kind of a cool way to offer my services. What do you think about that?
I love it. I mean, one thing that we're really pushing this year, because I feel like last year people start to look at us as an outsourcing company, which is fine. I mean, we have lots of really talented Filipino virtual assistants, but we have lots of agencies on our platform too. These are really high-level agencies that we pre-vetted, and hiring the wrong agency can be detrimental to your business. I mean, you hire the wrong VA on Fiverr, yeah, it sucks up your time, it wastes a little bit of money. You hire the wrong agency on Upwork or somewhere else, and I mean, that's costing you a ton of money. It can be wasted ad spend and all that. So we take a lot of pride in the upper-level talent that we have on our platform, which is US, non-US, really scattered, as much as we do the lower and the mid-level.
Makes a lot of sense. And I think it's a really, really helpful service that you guys are actually connecting people, business owners specifically, that need this really badly to the people that can help them actually, you know, do it and actually get the work done. I think that's awesome. You guys are doing a great thing out there.
Thank you.
It sounds like you really love your job too. I can kind of hear and sense the enthusiasm in what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing. When I was running my Amazon business, don't get me wrong, it was fun. It was exciting. I was a young 20s entrepreneur and I was experiencing everything for the first time, but I wasn't selling a product that I had a patent for that I was passionate about. I wasn't passionate about selling baby products back then. I'm still not passionate about selling baby products now. Who was I really helping at the end of the day? I was helping me, my bank account, my team, and my manufacturers. And I was kind of secluded from the rest of the e-commerce community, and I wasn't growing my brand at all. I wasn't speaking on podcasts. No one knew who I was. No one knew that the name of my Amazon business. So with FreeUp, when we started it and we started to take off and we eventually surpassed our Amazon sales, it's exciting. I mean, I get to help entrepreneurs achieve their dreams. I get to help freelancers grow their freelance business and provide for their families. I get to hopefully provide actionable advice that people can use, whether they use my service or not. And I'm surrounded by an amazing team, a great business partner, our community, whether it's clients, freelancers, partners, I couldn't be happier about. So it's almost like a refreshing being a part of FreeUp and helping it grow. And you're right, I'm super excited about it.
That's awesome. And you know what? People love doing business with people that love what they're doing. I mean, it's just the bottom line. So you guys listening out there, you can tell Nathan's really excited about his business and he's one of the founders of the business. So FreeUp's a good company to work with. I would definitely recommend them. We use them for hiring VAs and we've had some great success with them. Nathan, can you talk about some of the common mistakes people tend to make when they're first trying to outsource their business and how they can avoid them?
Yeah. So one of the common mistakes I see, and hiring is hard, right? So you make a few bad hires and you finally find someone you like, you trust them. They're a hard worker. And what do? You load them up with everything. And what a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize is how much risk that puts your business at. I mean, people get sick, people quit, things happen. And if you have your entire business dependent on one person, it can really hurt you as a startup. And I learned this lesson the hard way. I spent 6 months teaching I called it the manager of the day. And it was great at first. I could sleep better at night. I could be anywhere. The business would run. But the guy quit on me when I was on vacation once. And it took me months to replace it. But I learned a very valuable lesson about diversifying and making sure that I hire people for certain tasks that if they quit, it's always going to suck to some level, but it's replaceable. It's going to take you a week or two. It's not going to take you months. And I think that is by far the number one trap that successful entrepreneurs fall into.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think the number one thing that's held us back from growing a bigger team than normal is just knowing that it takes a lot of time to go out and make these job postings. It takes a lot of effort to decide the person that you want to actually work with, to do these interviews and to vet these people. You guys actually go out and do that for the entrepreneurs that are looking for these outsourcing agents. Can you talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah. So, I mean, keep in mind, we're not a recruitment company. It's not like you tell us what you need and we go find it. We have these people ready to go. We get about 4,000 applicants a week to get on our platform. And we vet them for skill, attitude, communication. For skill, we don't need you to be a 10 out of 10. You can be a 5 or a 3 in terms of skill, as long as you're honest about what you can and cannot do and you're priced accordingly. We talked about the different levels. So we have skill tests that are specific to if they're an Amazon expert. We have Amazon questions. If they're a graphic designer, we look at their portfolio. So that's different depending on what skill and what level they're saying they are. The attitude and the communication, which we found is the key to making good hires, is the same no matter what your skill set is. For attitude, we do one-on-one interviews. We look for people who are passionate about what they do. They're not just in it for the money. If they're a bookkeeper, they love bookkeeping as much as I love being an entrepreneur. We look for people that don't get aggressive the second that something doesn't go their way. We look at people who actually contribute to a community and want to be a part of something and aren't selfish or can take feedback without taking it personally. Those are the type of people attitude-wise we look for. And then communication. Communication is everything. I can't tell you how many bad communication issues I've had. So we made that the core focus of the FreeUp community. It's by far the fastest way to get kicked off our platform by poor communication. We have 15 pages of communication best practices that I wrote myself based on past experiences that they have to memorize and get tested on before they get onto our platform. So it's really a combination of the skill, the attitude, the communication. And once they're on the platform, we hold them to it. If they're taking on projects that are above what they are and we're not a place to experiment on our client base, or if you show a bad attitude, if you lash out on a client, or we all know what that looks like, or if you don't respond within a business day, if people have to chase you down, if you can't hit estimates, due dates, stuff like that, are all ways to get quickly removed from our platform.
Wow. That's incredible. What you just dropped was like some wild, crazy knowledge. And this is like stuff that you have to go to get an MBA degree in college to learn this kind of management skills. Nathan, did you get an MBA or did you go to college to get these management skills? I mean, how did you learn all this stuff? Just through experience?
Yeah, I don't have an MBA. And I would actually argue that they don't teach you this stuff in college. I mean, I once took a college course on how to apply for a job. It didn't necessarily teach me how to do the job correctly. It just told me how to answer interview questions and how to build my resume, but very focused on that skill aspect. And for me, I mean, it was years of hiring really talented people. Maybe they had 5-star reviews, or they had a list of references, or they had all this background experience. And it blew up in my face over and over and over. And along those bad hires were some good ones. And I kind of reflected back, okay, what's separating the good from the bad? And it really came down to that attitude and communication. And if I think back, I mean, I can't think of any time where I'm like, oh, wow, that guy had a great skill set, exactly what he said. He had an amazing attitude. He had great communication skills. But that ended up being a terrible hire. That just doesn't happen. And once we figured it out, it really changed our hiring mentality and led to a lot of success.
It's incredible. And you guys listening, I really just want to make that point driven home a little bit more. Nathan, you learned this stuff through experience. I think that's just key to everything, that you don't necessarily need to go to college to get these kinds of skill sets, that if you just go out there and fail forward and learn this stuff, that you can actually learn how to do it better than somebody who has gone and paid $100,000 for a college degree. I think that's epic. That's really cool.
For sure. I mean, college was a great experience. I mean, I learned a lot. I met some amazing people, lifelong friends, and there's just no substitute for the real world, though. And I studied entrepreneurship in college, and it was kind of cool studying and learning while growing this business. And some stuff applies, some stuff doesn't apply, but no one teaches you how to handle someone quitting and transfer them over to someone else and handle turnover, or to handle drama within your business. I mean, there's so much stuff like that pops in week in, week out that you just don't get from the textbooks.
I agree 100%. All these little nuances of running a business, much less an internet-based business with a remote team. I think there are a lot of different things that to deal with. And at the end of the day, you're dealing with real people here, right? And it's not software specifically. The software just helps you find the people, but the people are people just like you and I. We have our hangups, you know, we have our good sides and our bad sides. We have our good days and our bad days, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's so many aspects. And even if you switch the focus from the hiring to sales, to building partner relationships, I mean, there's so much stuff that you're only going to learn just from going through the experience.
So what does the process look like for somebody signing up with FreeUp and, you know, hiring their first freelancer through FreeUp? How does that work?
So we try to make it as easy as possible. It's free to sign up. There's no monthly fee, no minimum, no obligation. You can stop using us at any time. It's in our best interest to get you people you actually like. Takes a minute to create an account. And then whenever you're ready, you click request a freelancer. There's no browsing. I think that's where a lot of people get confused. You put in a request, tell us exactly what you're looking for. Within a business day, we fill it. We send one option by default. Most people come to us because they don't want to meet 20 people. But if you say, hey, send me 3, send me 5, more than happy to do it. You can meet with them, make sure you like them. If you like them, you can hire them. You can negotiate rate. You can agree to fixed price. If you don't like them, you can click pass and provide us feedback, and we'll get you someone else based on that feedback. And it's really that simple of a process.
And as far as tracking the VA or the virtual assistant, the freelancer or the agency that you're working with, you guys have a built-in tracking system, right? Tracking hours and billing and things like that. What does that look like?
Yeah, it's all in our software. I mean, they can start time, end time, send adjustments. You can set weekly limits. So if they if you set a weekly limit for 10, they can't go above 10 without you raising it. You can pause and unpause freelancers. Let's say it's a graphic designer you use for a week. You can pause them and then come back to them in 3 weeks and unpause them. So you're really in complete control. And as for the billing, our billing periods are Wednesday to Tuesday. We charge you every Thursday. And then you have a full week to dispute anything before we pay the freelancer the next Thursday.
Nice. I think it's really cool because instead of working with a VA, like, you know, one-on-one, and you have to kind of manually do the whole system, maybe using spreadsheets and, you know, sending payments through PayPal, you have a whole software dashboard to work with. So you just log into FreeUp as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, and you get to manage your VA's hours right there and take care of their billing. They get paid, you make sure the work gets done, and everything's happy.
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud of the, not just the software, but just the systems and the processes. It's really there to protect the client, to protect the freelancer. And we've had people who have brought in their outside freelancers and put them on our software. And we got a program for that too. So we love feedback. We always want to know how we can improve. We probably have 100 pages of dev updates that we're working on as fast as we can. We're always trying to improve the experience. But we're very proud of that process.
So what's like one of the number one things people should do before they get started with outsourcing, before they get started with kind of trying to free up their time in their business to prepare for this?
So one thing I encourage you to do is look at the numbers and figure out how much you're actually making every month, and then how much do you want to reinvest back in your business. If you want to be more aggressive, which some entrepreneurs do, you can be in that 40 to 60% range, investing that money back in your business, making hires. If you want to be more conservative, maybe you have a family or you want to pocket more money, maybe you're in that 10 to 30%. And once you figure out what that number is, let's say it's 25%, then you can say, okay, this is how much money I have to work with. Let's see where I can make the biggest difference in my business. Is it the followers, or the mid-level specialists, or is it the experts? Before you understand the numbers and what you can actually invest, you're kind of just guessing. And that's where I see a lot of people that will hire someone and then realize they can't afford it, or they'll wait too long and they really should have hired someone a month ago. And they even wish they did instead of having that money in their pocket. So you got to really figure out what that number is. And there's no right or wrong. Sometimes you have to experiment, and the next month you can raise it or lower it. But once you figure out what that number is consistently, that's going to help you a lot as an entrepreneur.
Very smart. I think it's really important for e-commerce companies, especially small businesses that are just getting started out, to look at the data and to analyze that kind of stuff. If you guys aren't looking at your data on a consistent basis, look at your revenue, look at your profits, look at your conversion rate, look at your traffic, and make sure that you're at a level where with customer service, that if you free up by hiring that customer service agent and then hiring somebody to run these other little tasks for you that you'll be able to spend your time on the more important things in your business. I think that's the definitely the point at which you should hire. And when it comes to high ticket dropshipping, because I know, you know, most of these listeners are interested in high ticket dropshipping. I usually tell people when you get to like the $30,000 to $50,000 revenue amount per month, you're really looking to hire at least one or two virtual assistants to run your customer service and sales for you, because you're going to get a ton of different things going on. You're going to get all sorts of requests for shipping, and you're going to get requests for new products and you know, repeat sales and stuff like that. And you don't want to have to do that stuff constantly. I mean, I remember working probably 6 to 8 hours a day when our business was doing, you know, a good like 50 or 60,000 per month. And although that's awesome, that's online and you're in location independent, you don't want to spend all day working on your laptop. You want to relax, right? And live the lifestyle. That's what this is all about, right?
100% agree.
This is what outsourcing can do for you as a business. So you guys, if you're interested in signing up with FreeUp and hiring a virtual assistant or a freelancer or a high-level expert or agency to grow and expand your business and to free up your time, go to freeup.com. It's freeup.com. So check that out, guys. Link is in the description as well, so you can watch there. And Nathan, do you have any last tips for e-commerce store owners that are looking to really just expand their business and take it to the next level?
Yeah. And one quick note on that, and then I'll give a tip. If you go to the FreeUp website, my calendar is right at the top. If you want to book a meeting with me, you can also mention this podcast, get a $25 credit when you sign up to try us out. And I encourage you to look at hiring as a percentage. You're not going to get a 100% hiring record, but if you can change from a 40 to 60% in terms of good hires to a 70, 80, 95%, that's a huge change in your business. And it's something that's going to help you as you grow.
I agree 100%. And one thing I read recently, it was a comment, I believe it was from one of Russell Brunson's podcast episodes, but he was talking about the difference between hiring A players versus hiring B players and how much of a difference it made in his business when he switched from paying more money to hire A players for his business as opposed to paying a lot less money and getting a lot of B players, that it made night and day difference, that he was able to expand so much faster and really grow to the next level just because he made a little bit more investment in the personnel he was bringing on.
Yeah, completely agree.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Nathan, and sharing all this super valuable information. E-commerce business owners out there, go check out freeup.com. Link is in the description. Again, $25 credit if you mention E-commerce Paradise Podcast, and schedule a call with Nathan. And one of the team members will get back to you on that. Thanks so much for being on the podcast, Nathan.
Thanks for having me.